When he left us alone, we discussed this information in whispers. In the end, we decided to go to bed, and then set out the next morning, just in time to catch the ship to Hamburg. I woke early, and when I looked out of the window, I saw two men examining our boat. But I decided not to wake Herbert or Startop, who needed their rest after rowing all the previous day. Late in the morning, we rowed into the center of the river. We could see the ship to Hamburg coming closer. Magwitch and I picked up our bags and said goodbye to Herbert and Startop, so that we would be ready to stop the ship and get on board. Suddenly, a boat rowed by four men appeared from nowhere and came out very fast into the center of the river close to us. A fifth man was steering, and a sixth, his face hidden in his cloak, whispered instructions to the steerer. They all stared at us.
"You have a convict there who's returned from Australia," shouted the steerer. "That's the man in the cloak. His name is Abel Magwitch. I'm a customs officer, and I arrest him."
Suddenly their boat was touching ours. The Hamburg ship was almost on top of us, and the ship's captain shouted the order to stop engines. But it was too late. At the same moment, the customs officer put his hand on Magwitch's shoulder, and Magwitch pulled the cloak off the other man in the boat. It was Compasson. And as I watched, he fell backwards into the water, his face full of terror. The huge ship hit our tiny boat with a great crash. Somehow the customs officers managed to get me on board their boat, with Herbert and Startup, but our boat sank, and the two convicts disappeared.